Welcome to Zikur Dafsi Money. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Zikur Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara seeks the source that Bris Milah is Docher Shabbos. The Gemara rejects three separate Gezeres Shabbos connecting Bris Milah to Shabbos through the words Os, Bris, and Doros individually, since each one appears by other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara then brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that since only Bris Milah and Shabbos share all three words, Os, Bris, and Doros, we can learn a Gezeres Shabbos that Milah overrides Shabbos. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan brings an alternative source that Bris Milah is Tocha Shabbos. The Pasuk states, Uveyom HaShmini Yemo Basar Olaso, and on the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The words Beyom HaShmini, on the eighth day, implies that the mitzvah of Milah should be performed on the eighth day, even if the eighth day is Shabbos. And point number three, the Gemara states that the mitzvah of Milah overrides the tzaras prohibition of cutting off any whitish spot that indicates tzaras on the skin. Meaning, if one had a neged tzaras on the place of the milah is still performed. The Gemara seeks the source for this halacha and brings a braisa that states, Yemo basar olaso, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The extra word basar teaches that even though a behera spot, which is a type of tzaras, is on the orla, it should be cut off. The pasuk ki shamer beneged tzaras, take heed concerning the affliction of tzaras, which is a source for not cutting off a nega, applies in all other situations besides for Bris Milah. So once again, the three topics are, number one, the Gemara seeks the source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara rejects three separate Gezeres Shabbos connecting Bris Milah to Shabbos through the words Os, Bris, and Doros individually, since each one appears by other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara then brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that since only Bris Milah and Shabbos share all three words, Os, Bris, and Doros, we can learn a Gezeres Shabbos that Milah overrides Shabbos. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan brings an alternative source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. The Pasuk states, Uveyom HaShmini Yemo Basar Olaso, and on the eighth day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The words Uveyom HaShmini, on the eighth day, implies that the mitzvah of Milah should be performed on the eighth day, even if the eighth day is Shabbos. And point number three, the Gemara states that the mitzvah of Milah overrides the tzaras prohibition of cutting off any whitish spot that indicates tzaras on the skin, meaning, if one had a neged tzaras on the place of the milah is still performed. The Gemara seeks the source for this halacha and brings a braisa that states, Yemo basar olaso, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The extra word basar teaches that even though a behera spot, which is a type of tzaras, is on the orla, it should be cut off. The pasuk ki shamer beneged tzaras, take heed concerning the affliction of tzaras, which is the source for not cutting off a nega, applies in all other situations besides for bris milah. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Kuf Lamed Beis, and we had two very popular suggestions. First was variations of club soda, country clubs, golf clubs, gladiators, wielding clubs, and then we had the whole Kelev section of suggestions. We had dogs, dogs catchers, dog sitters, dog shows, spotted dogs, and then we had others, off the beaten track, like calibration or cobblestone, and then we had Kelev Ben Yefuna. So I'm going to go with those who suggested a club, like a private club or a country club. I'm going to use a clubhouse in our simon. So clubhouse will be our simon for Kuf Lamed Beis. Thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. So here goes. The passwords to get into the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the eighth day for Milah occurred on a Shabbos for a Metzorah. Once again, in slow motion. The passwords to get into the clubhouse. Clubhouse, that must mean Ron Duff, Kuf Lamed Beis. The passwords to get into the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara rejects three separate Gezeres Shabbos connecting Bris Milah to Shabbos through the words Os, Bris, and Doros individually, since each one appears by other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara then brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that since only Bris Milah and Shabbos share all three words of Os, Bris, and Doros, we can learn a Gezeres Shabbos that Milah overrides Shabbos. So the passwords to get into the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the eighth day for Milah occurred on a Shabbos, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan brings an alternative source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. The pasuk states, V'yom HaShmini Yemo Basar Olaso, and on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The words, V'yom HaShmini, on the eighth day, implies that the mitzvah of Milah should be performed on the eighth day, even if the eighth day is Shabbos. So the passwords to get into the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the eighth day for Milah occurred on a Shabbos for a Masorah. Which reminds us, the Gemara states that the mitzvah of Milah overrides the tzaras prohibition of cutting off any whitish spot that indicates tzaras on the skin. Meaning, if one had a neged tzaras on the place of the Milah, the meal is still performed. The Gemara seeks the source of the halacha and brings a braisa that states, Yemo basar olaso, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The extra word basar teaches that even though a beharis spot, which is a type of tsaras, is on the orla, it should be cut off. The pasuk Yishamer b'neged tsaras, take heed concerning the affliction of tsaras, which is the source for not cutting off a nega, applies in all other situations besides for bris milah. So once again, the passwords to get into the clubhouse were os, bris, and doros whenever the eighth day for milah occurred on a Shabbos for a mitzorah. All right, now it's time for our four blot back chazorah. Daf kuf chav ches. So the symbol kuf chav ches is 100 strong men. So here goes. The 100 strong men competition, 100 strong men, that means we're on daf kuf chav ches. The 100 strong men competition featured moving raw unsalted meat, which reminds us it was stated that it is permitted to move raw salted meat on Shabbos because it's edible. But there's machlokas on the rhyme whether one can move raw unsalted meat. Rav Huna says it's permitted to move it while Rav Chisda prohibits it. The Gemara asks how Rav Huna can permit moving it, given that he's a Talmud of Rav, who held in the corns from Yehuda, who applies mukzah laws broadly, and would certainly prohibit moving the raw unsalted meat. The Gemara answers that Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to eating mukzah, but with regards to moving mukzah, Rav held like Rabbi Shimon, who rules leniently and permits it. So the 100 strongman competition featured moving raw unsalted meat into pillowcases to help an animal get out of a stream. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that if an animal fell into a stream of water on Shabbos and is unable to get out, one may bring pillows and cushions and place them beneath it so they can step on them and get out. The Gemara asks how one is permitted to use the pillows and cushions since one is mevatzeh kli me'echano. He's nullifying the kli from its preparedness. Rashi explains that when the animal steps on top of the pillows and cushions, they become abasis of the muksa animal, and therefore they become muksa themselves. This is prohibited to do because it's likened to the malach of soser, of destroying. The Gemara answers that Rav holds tsar bal chaim deraisa, causing pain to an animal, is a deraisa, vasi deraisa v'dachi derabanan, and therefore the deraisa overrides the rabbanan. So the 100 strongman competition featured moving raw unsalted meat into pillowcases to help an animal get out of a stream, and then lighting a lamp for a blind woman about to give birth to put her at ease. Which reminds us that the second mission on the daf states that one may help a woman deliver her child on Shabbos, summon a midwife from a distant place, and be machal Shabbos on her account. The Gemara seeks to clarify what the mission is adding by stating that one may be machal Shabbos for. It brings a braisa that teaches that one of the things that is permitted is to light a lamp for her. So the Gemara asks, why would it be necessary to teach that lighting a lamp for her is permitted since her life is in danger and therefore one can obviously be machal Shabbos for? The Gemara answers that the case here is dealing with a blind woman. One might have thought that since she cannot benefit directly from the lit lamp, it would prohibit it to light it for her. The braisa is coming to teach that it can be lit to put her mind more at ease, knowing that whatever is needed pertaining to her well-being can now be done. Daf kuf chav tes. So the symbol of kuf chav tes is a cactus. So here goes. After the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, which reminds us, the Rabbanan from the Ardal ruled that there are three stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachas regarding when one is permitted to be machal Shabbos for her. During the first 3 days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we're machal Shabbos for her. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're machal Shabbos for her if she says she needs it. From the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not machal Shabbos for her, even if she says she needs it, but we can have a Gentile do the malacha for her. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, which reminds us, much of the daf addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazas Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. Rashi explains that there's nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. So after the med students learned about the three stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. Which reminds us, it was taught that there are five things that bring a person closer to death than to life. If one eats and stands up immediately, if one drinks and stands up immediately, if one sleeps and stands up immediately, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately, and if one engages in tashmisha mita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. Daf kuf lamed. So the symbol kuf lamed is a chazan with a beautiful voice, a kol. So here goes. The chazan with a beautiful voice, chazan with a beautiful voice, that must mean run daf kuf lamed. The chazan with a beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried, exposed for all to see. which reminds us the opening mishnah of the 19th perek introduces malchokas regarding whether one can be malchal Shabbos for tzarchei mila, the needs for the mitzvah of bris mila. Rabbi Yazir says that if one did not bring the izmal, the knife for performing the mila erev Shabbos, he may carry it on Shabbos. He should bring the knife exposed, except in times when there was a governmental decree on doing a bris mila, in which case he should cover it in the presence of witnesses. Furthermore, Rabbi Yazir holds that one may even cut down a tree to make charcoal in order to make the knife. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and introduces a call that any malacha that can be performed erev Shabbos does not push aside Shabbos restrictions. So the chazan with a beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brights that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves with simcha, such as bris mila, as it says, Sasa nochi al mirasecha, kemotzi shal al rav, I rejoice over your word like one who finds abundant spoils, they still perform with simcha. Rashi explains that David HaMelech was upset when he went to the bathhouse and felt naked from mitzvahs until he saw his mila, and his mind was set at ease. Imrasecha, your word, in the singular, is referring to bris mila, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people before other words were given. The Jewish people as well rejoice over this mitzvah, which is there at all times. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel continues and says that any mitzvah the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, bekatata, contentiously, such as arayas, the prohibition against incestuous relationships with one's relatives, they still observe contentiously. The leka ksuba de l'ramu batigra, for there is no ksuba in which the two sides do not quarrel. So the chazan with the beautiful voice sang joyously as the mila knife was carried exposed for all to see. When all of a sudden a quarrel broke out over a ksuba that was resting in a mavui that had no shittuf. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi whether a mavui where no shittuf was done, and therefore the courtyards were not merged, is similar to a courtyard where the residents did not make an erev, and just as the residents can carry an object that was resting in the courtyard erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so too they can carry an object that was resting in the mavui erev Shabbos in the mavui on Shabbos. Or perhaps the mavui does not have the same halach as the courtyard, either because the courtyard has four partitions and the mavui only has three, or perhaps because the courtyard has residents and the mavui does not. Initially, Rabbi Asi was silent, but on a subsequent occasion, he recalled being told of an incident in which a knife was brought from one end of a mavui that had no shittuf to the other end, in order that a mila could be performed. Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the symbol Kuf Lamed Aleph is a jail cell, a kella. So here goes. The inmate in the jail cell, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Lamed Aleph. The inmate in the jail cell who ate two loaves of bread daily, which reminds Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Ezer did not hold Makshiri mitzvah dokens of Shabbos, that the preliminaries of a mitzvah override Shabbos restrictions in regards to all mitzvahs. It's evident from the fact that he learns that the Makshiri Shtei Halechen, the preliminaries to the mitzvah of offering two loaves on Shavuos, override Shabbos restrictions from a Gezer Shava from bringing the Omer, where the Makshiri mitzvah of reaping, grinding, and sifting the barley for the Omer are Dokhenes of Shabbos. Rashi explains that if Rabbi Eliezer held that Makshiri mitzvah Dokhenes of Shabbos in regards to all mitzvahs, why would he need to learn that the Shtei Halechem overrides Shabbos restrictions from a Gezer Shava? We see from here that he does not apply his leniency universally. So the inmate in the jail cell who ate two loaves of bread daily tied tzitzis and wrote mezuzahs, which reminds the Gemara seeks to find the mitzvahs that Rabbi Yochanan came to exclude when he said that Rabbi Eliezer does not permit Makshiri mitzvah for all mitzvahs. After determining that Rabbi Eliezer does hold Makshiri mitzvah Dorchnes HaShabbos applies to the mitzvahs of Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, and Shofar, the Gemara concludes that the two mitzvahs that are excluded are tzitzis and mezuzah. Rav Nachman said in the name of Yitzchak, and some say he said in the name of Huna, the son of Yeshua, that tying tzitzis and writing a mezuzah are not permitted on Shabbos, hoil b'yadil hafkirat, since one can renounce ownership of his garment and house, in which case the mitzvahs connected to them are no longer incumbent on him. Since such a potential exists, the Torah does not permit any chilul Shabbos for their performance. So the inmate in the jail cell, who ate two loaves of bread daily, tied tzitzis and wrote mezuzahs, dreamed of the day when he'd be free to shake lulav in a sukkah, eat matzah, and blow shofar. Which reminds, the Gemara determines that the four mitzvahs of lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar all have a unique feature, which precludes the possibility of warning out from one another the makshiri mitzvah dokens of Shabbos. Lulav involves four meaning. Sukkah is fulfilled both in the day and at night. Matzah is a mitzvah that applies to women as well. The blowing of the shofar Rosh Hashanah, machneses zichronas shel Yisrael, lahavin shebishamayim, brings Yisrael's remembrances of their father in heaven. And the shofar blown in Yom Kippur of Yovel causes the release of Jewish slaves to their homes and ancestral fields revert to the original owners. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from the Maseches Brachos. Number 1, which did they learn that one source of milas dochas Shabbos comes from gezeras Shavos of three words, os, bris, and doros. That's on daf. Kufam and Beis. Good number two. Which type of makokas, whether all kelim covers require handles or just ground covers do? That's on daf. Kuf Chavav. Good number three. Which type do you learn that one can light a lamp for a blind woman about to give birth to put her mind at ease? That's on daf. Kuf Chav Ches. Good number four. Which type do you learn that mila is docha the losase of cutting off the nega of tsaras? That's on daf. Kuflam and Beis. Good number five. Which stuff do you learn that the mitzvahs of Luv, Sukkah, Matzah, and Shofar cannot be learned out from one another? That's on Duff. Kuflam and Aleph. Good number six. Which stuff do you learn that one source that we know that Rabbi Yezer does not apply Makshari Mitzvah, Dorchim to Shabbos, to all mitzvahs comes from a Gezer Shabbat with the Shtei Alechem to the Omer? That's on Duff. Kuflam and Aleph. Good number seven. Which stuff do you learn a second source that Mila is Dorchim Shabbos comes from B'yom HaShmini, that's on daf. Kuflam and Beis, good. Number eight, which daf do you learn that five boxes of straw and produce can be cleared per guest, that's on daf. Kuf Chav Zayin, good. Number nine, which daf do you learn is whether the chabim hold the window shutter must be tied to the building or not, that's on daf. Kuf Chav Vav, good. And number 10, which daf do we have in Malchokas, whether one can be Malchal Shabbos for Tzarchei Mila? That's on daf. Kuf Lamed. Good. And now three bonus questions from Maseches Brachas. Number one, which daf do we learn about the importance of davening with Kavod Rosh? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn eight places where Nisim occurred for Klal Yisrael? That's on daf. Nandal. Good. And number three, which daf do we learn that one should learn in groups, not alone? That's on daf. Samach Gimel. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz, plus the three bonus questions of Maseches Brachas. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.